This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Standing by the premise, until you have a quarterback, you are going to be on the hamster
totally
wheel
agree.
Of coaches.
Agree.
Yeah. So they have no quarterback. The coaches are virtually interchangeable. You could think that Sean McVay is a boy wonder. But I think they're all football guys. Some guys know a little more than others, but you got to have the right guys.
There's a reason McVay dumped Goff and got Matt Stafford in. Mm-hmm. He realized he only, you know.
Right, but some guys are better.
Some guys are better than others.
I mean,
no
McVay
question.
Went to the Super Bowl with Goff.
Understood. But if McVay goes somewhere else and doesn't have Aaron Donald, and doesn't have, you know, these great pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could flail.
Well, most teams have at least a few good players.
Understood. I just don't think that these guys have master plans. They don't. They're just football guys. And
what do you mean master? They don't have like, master plans.
It's not like, okay, we're going to do this
scheme
in year
doesn't
one.
Matter.
We're going to do this in year two. And by year three, we're going to be at 9-7. By year four, we're going to win a Super Bowl. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, like, it kind of depends on.
It just doesn't work that way.
It kind of depends on who you have. You're right. But, I mean, if you come into a coaching job and the quarterback's gone and you're drafting a new quarterback, there's got to be a plan. Because you don't think you're going to win a Super Bowl in that quarterback's rookie
for
year.
For sure, but you just have to be lucky. You just have to be lucky.
Well, this plan's gone completely off the rails because they planned for Fitz to come in and solidify the offense and to have a top five, top ten defense.
Right.
So all of the plans are blown
exactly.
up in Ron's face.
That's a perfect example of how these coaches don't know anything. They thought they had a top five defense. Turns out they have the worst defense in football.
It's
so
shocking.
So how much do they know? And they're all defensive guys.
Right.
So it cements my point. They don't know anything.
You know
they just, they're average football guys.
I keep saying it. That's part of the plan. Yeah, the building is loaded with defensive guys. Load up the building with offensive guys, please.
Fine.
Going forward.
But you can't do it if you don't have a great quarterback.
Understood.
And you could say, oh, draft one. Those guys miss all the time. They miss 75% of the time. There's seven guys in the world that play at a level that you'd be happy with.
Post-Ron, when the guy walks through the door, if he has defensive coordinator or defensive head coach on his resume, you tell him to just walk right out. I'm not interviewing you. You're not eligible for this job.
I'm just happy EB finally came around. I mean, this is years ago. You used to argue that having the quarterback didn't matter that much.
And today's because I was still in the Gibbs era.
It was
mindset.
More kind of like during your
Gibbs
Jason
era.
Campbell years.
Well,
it's like you argued
like, we won a Super Bowl with Theismann, with Rippon, with Doug Williams, just like average guys.
Okay, but that
but
like
that's a different era.
Those particular years, though.
I agree.
Those particular years. I mean, Rippon had a bomb year.
Right. But they were almost journeymen. Almost
career wise, sure.
Journeyman. He won.
It's
Joe
a
Gibbs
different
won
era.
A Super. I know.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, I agree.
And the game's changed. I mean,
gotta have a stud quarterback.
I've been saying for a long time, you gotta have a quarterback. It's obvious.
You gotta have one of the best.
But I would disagree that all coaches are pretty much the same, and they just gotta get lucky with a quarterback. It goes much deeper than that.
I mean,
Valdez said, you gotta devise schemes. You've got to coach your guys up.
Of course.
You've got to look at matchups.
I just disrespect NFL coaches more than I ever have.
I mean, do you know how many hours these guys put in per week?
I watched the Ravens win yesterday because Wink Martindale did the best job. Not Lamar Jackson, but Wink Martindale won them the game against the Chargers.
That's
an outlier.
The Ravens are who they are because of Lamar. Wink Martindale's great. Sure. They're who they are because of Lamar.
Winning games.
They won a Super Bowl with Flacco. Harbaugh won a Super Bowl with Flacco.
Understood. And
you can't tell me.
It's more of a one-off than anything. Flacco had a great year, right?
Well, it was a great team.
Down the stretch.
It was a great team.
Down the stretch, he was like the hottest quarterback in the world. He
had a super hot run.
Right? It was a great team.
Well,
it was
a perennial playoff team.
Listen.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not just the Super Bowl.
Listen, all I know is I've seen Hall of Fame coaches come in here and fail left and right. Mike Shanahan was a genius.
Well, it's not easy.
Like a moron because he had Beck and Grossman.
It's not easy to do. No doubt. It's not easy to do.
You got to have the quarterback.
But what about other places?
What do you mean?
Hall of Fame coaches have gone other places and had great careers. And
Mike, what are you talking about? Give me examples.
I'm just saying that
Pete Carroll's nothing without Russell Wilson in the NFL.
Well, no, but Andy Reid's been successful.
Yeah, Andy Reid is one guy. I will grant he's been pretty good, but he also has Mahomes and he had McNabb at the height of his Hall of Fame career. He had 1 year with Alex Smith where you could say,
you're not going to get me argue against quarterbacks are vitally important to a coach's.
You're seeing it right now,
Bill Belichick.
It's more important than the head coach.
Why did Nick Saban struggle with Miami? Because he didn't land silly Drew Brees. He had to settle for the Nubster.
Coaches, we all agree with that or no?
Okay, but why do you think Josh Allen is developing so much? Do you think he just because he's getting reps, or do you think he's being coached over the last 2 or 3 years to get better?
I think he's a special talent.
Well, he's talented.
I think it's a special talent. But I don't think McDermott is a genius.
No, it's not. He's not the genius. It's Brian Dable, the offensive coordinator.
All
right, but these coaches, they put together the staff.
It's more on the player, dude. No, he was drafted
Josh
high.
Josh Allen has talent from God.
Of course he has talent, but you have to develop.
Of course you have to have a level of coaching.
You have to put the talent in a position to succeed.
He didn't play like that his first year.
Oh, it took time.
You got to give the coaching staff some credit.
I mean, the coaching staff mild credit.
Oh, my God.
You guys go.
There's a lot of factors. Look, they also added Stephon Diggs. Helped his game a lot.
Certainly did.
Yeah. Okay, it's not like you just say, all right, Stephon. Hey, Stephon, Josh, just go out there and play.
Go do the backyard play.
Just go and play. Make plays. Come on.
No.
But his point is, every NFL coach has plays.
All
they've got playbooks.
Some are better than others.
That is true.
Depends
if
on
you think. But all he's saying is it's a bigger factor. Which, look, it's proven right now.
Why did Belichick struggle in Cleveland? He had nothing.
Exactly. And struggling now with the quarterback's got a pea shooter for an arm.
Yeah, and he's a rookie. It's going to take time to develop him.
It probably will. I mean,
he's
we'll
not
see.
Brady. You know what? He made a horrible decision in throwing Brady overboard.
Hey, why are the Rams better this year?
Right.
Why are the Rams better this year? Is McVay coaching better, or is it that he's got Stafford under center?
I just told you McVay went to a Super Bowl with Goff, who sucks. I'm not going to give him credit.
But they're better this year than last year.
He somehow coached.
We don't know.
I agree.
Hold on, but he somehow coached, but he got great play from him. But he knew that wasn't consistent.
The Rams
were
the highest scoring team in the league like 2 years ago.
Hey, listen. With Goff. You just bring in any coach you want. They'll come here and fail if they don't have a quarterback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.